Early this week, officials of Iron County sent a letter to the Bureau of Land Management demanding the immediate removal of feral horses from county lands. Iron County Commissioner Dave Miller says there have been ongoing requests for action, but county officials decided to take matters into their own hands when they heard of a case where the BLM was using $2 million to confiscate privately owned cattle in one Nevada county.
Why are they forcing somebody else to be in compliance when they themselves have not been in compliance? And we recognized that it was time that they needed to understand that they needed to be charged to fulfill their responsibility.
Miller says the BLM is charged to manage wild horse populations to appropriate management levels to maintain the usability of land for grazing. He says the AML for Iron County is 300 horses, but says reports show there are possibly 1,200 animals in the area and perhaps more than 2,000.
There's just no way that the landscape can sustain that. So they're relying heavily on the feed that the grazing animals, such as the wildlife or the other the cattle that are running, and they're decimating the range.
The letter included a response deadline of April 4th, which the BLM met, but Miller says the reply was not acceptable for the situation.
Just a statement that they will work with us and they want to work with us, which again, that's not acceptable, but because we have met them formally, we will be reconvening again and find out just where they really are.
Miller says the county does have a plan of action if the BLM does not present what they deem to be an appropriate solution at a meeting scheduled for next Monday. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.